for the Royals as they come back home now to score five runs.
Let's see. Twins coming in next. I don't know.
Question for you. In one game or total?
I said, how many games will it take them to score five runs?
Okay, I didn't hear you.
You know the Royals are 0 for the division now? They're 0 for 6 in the division?
Hmm.
That's not great.
Feels like they're 0 for everything.
And they are one game under 500 against the other two divisions in the American League. That's not getting it done.
In all seriousness about last night, it was really fun. I've seen a lot of good feedback about the game last night between K-State and Arkansas at the K. Just a lot of people having a good time. A lot of people who I think wouldn't normally go to a K-State baseball game. It's a cool atmosphere. There was more fans than I thought there would be, for one thing. And the game just turned out to be pretty fun. I was worried about the weather, but we got virtually the whole game in. If that had not been won by Arkansas in the bottom of the 10th, it was going to be just call it a tie because of some of the rain. They didn't want to tear up the field there for the Royals with the team returning home. But I thought that was great. I would love to see that continue. I think it would be good just for exposure, getting people in Kansas City a chance to see the team. And it was just very cool last night. I enjoyed the experience, even though I didn't get to call the game. Just hanging out there in the booth was really awesome. Did you see the picture of the Mike Napoli foul ball in the press box?
No, I did not see that.
Put that on my Snap story. Hmm. There was like a smash the size of a baseball, you know, like in the back of the wall in the radio booth there. We were in the visitor's radio booth, and it just said written under like Mike Napoli 8/25/2012, like something like that. Pretty cool.
I was bummed that K-State was the road team and you guys didn't get to sit in the Denny Matthews booth. That would have been cool.
Basically the same thing. Yeah, Arkansas, they had their TV guys there doing the TV broadcast too. So it was a little more skewed Arkansas-wise, I think, on that front. But very enjoyable experience, I think, all the way around for everybody. Spring game fantasy draft. We did that last week. I promise you the results here on the Wednesday show when we're finally all back together. I know you tweeted it, and I know I got just destroyed because my Justin Silman pick didn't work out very well. Skylar Thompson did not throw for a touchdown. That really killed me. And Alex Delton was scoring touchdowns not only through the air but on the ground, so I really got drilled.
Ironically, you were the only player out of us three that had all four of your players participate in the game, which makes it even more embarrassing.
Which, yes, just makes my picks
because
even worse.
I had Byron Pringle that was out, and one of Mitch's picks, Winston Dimmel, wasn't in the game either. So we were...
Winston Dimmel played a little bit, I think, in the second half, but not much.
But, yeah, you know what I'm saying. I mean, in terms of any serious capacity, I mean, I thought that he would have some opportunities inside the five-yard line. That didn't happen. But the final score was Tyler 37, Mitch 22, and John 17. And the funny thing about it was I mentioned that Mitch had 22 and finished second. Alex Delton had 21 points by himself. So I almost won it with only one guy. So I really appreciate the effort from Alex Delton.
Really, you wanted the perfect team would have been Delton, Zuber, Barnes, and then I'm trying to think outside of that. Maybe like Carlos Strickland, just because he had 4 for 62. There are a couple receivers. Corey Sutton would have been okay as well. He was right
about
the
center.
But that was basically your best bet for a team.
You should have had the choice of drafting the white team defense, because that would have they had three interceptions. That would have.
They did, but through three quarters they would have been great. But then they gave up all those points in the fourth. That would have really hurt their output.
And Mitch was, along with Winston Dimmel not really being in the game that much, Mitch was also dealt a bad hand with his quarterback situation. He had to take Hunter Hall. Hunter Hall finished with -1 points in the game because he actually had a fumble in addition to only passing for like 36 yards or something like that. So
what happens when you leave it on auto draft, Mitch?
Well. Hey, still got second. We should have known John was going to get last. He's not any good at those fantasy sports,
yeah,
Tyler.
Yeah, that's right. I write him off.
Write him off. Doesn't even care.
I was not experienced enough with it. That was very appropriate. That's a very good point, Mitch. I deserve to be last in any kind of fantasy football game. Another thing that we kicked around last week before the spring game was the fact that Penn State had, through James Franklin, their head coach, said that media members, if they wanted to, could get out there and actually field a punt or a kickoff to prove a point about how difficult it is. They were not going to be allowed to return it, but our discussion quickly turned into, you know, if you were going to return it, would you actually do it? Would you allow yourself to get blown up if that were going to happen? And you went and asked DJ Reed. This is after the spring game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Went and asked DJ Reed how how he would feel about it if a media member was out there actually returning a kick or a punt, if he would take it easy, basically. So here was the conversation.
If one of us was fielding a kick in this game, how hard would we get hit compared to what you normally do to people?
If you guys were?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys would get hit pretty hard, but I don't know if I...
You wouldn't take it easy on us?
I think some people would, but I probably would. If you're on the field with me, you're going to have to feel me. That's just how I am. But some other people probably wouldn't do that. But if you want to feel, you want to feel, man. It's that simple.
You don't think Coach would say, you know, make sure that they can remember the rest of their day or whatever?
I mean, you on the field, bro. You got the pads on. So, I mean, I don't think they would say that, honestly, if I say go get you.
Okay, well. All right, we'll see you on the field then.
That's how it is.
DJ Reed's correct. If you're on the field, you're on the field. If you are going to go out there and do that, and you're putting yourself out there to return the kick, you can't expect them to take it easy on you. That's not how they're programmed, you know? You don't get to be the quarterback wearing the red jersey. If you are going to experience it, you need to experience it. You need the full-on experience of returning a kick or a punt in a college football game.
I really appreciated that he did play along with that question a little bit, and he was the only guy in post game that I saw that I knew definitively was on kick and punt coverage teams, and so that's why I asked him. But I did have to reassess my position on it after hearing his answer, and the conclusion I came to was I would still do it, but I am identifying before the snap which side of the field DJ Reed is on, and I'm running to the other side. We're going the other way.
I mean, let's think about the kind of player DJ Reed is, though. He's a pretty boisterous kind of cat. He is aggressive. He had a pick six. He led the Big 12 in pass breakups. He's an aggressive guy. You thought he was going to go out there and take it easy?
I didn't say I had that expectation. I just asked him the question. I wondered if the coaches would say something in the huddle about, again, us being able to remember the rest of our day or our lives for that matter. But
I mean, the other thing, I know that this is not, at least I hope, the way that Coach Snyder would really think about it, but he's not always been the biggest fan of the media, so you think he would be out there like, hey,
well,
take it easy on these guys.
and, you know, when I say coach, I'm not necessarily even saying Coach Bill Snyder, but like,
okay,
Sean
like
Snyder.
Sean?
And see, I know, like, we know him, you know?
And by the way, if they told him, go out there and hit him as hard as you can, no qualms with that. If we're willing to put ourselves out there and, you know, we sit here
right
from our perch.
Oh, we're not going to complain.
We sit here from our perch and talk about, you know, do this better, you don't do this. Hey, I am fine if you want to come, you know, just run at us and take our head off. Yeah, absolutely.
The
That's
only
what you should be doing.
The only advantage I thought I might have is if some of Manhattan High's former players were on kick coverage team, and then like if Winston Dimmel, I guess I'm friends with Winston, I don't think that he would hit me that hard, but unfortunately that's not the case, and I got to deal with guys that, you know, think that I lost my house, farm, and dog betting the under on him last year.
Yes, speaking of that, when we come back here on the game, something Tyler wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, even though I wrote his name as Taylor on the outline accidentally. You're listening to the game.